Hello, hello, hello. Episode 2. So today's topic is gonna be believe in yourself. To believe. Believe what you wanna accomplish. What you wanna accomplish this year. Do something that will make yourself amazing. You have to believe what you want to do. Believe in yourself. So, you know, my journey is up and downs. Just growing, you know, how everything just came, you know, overwhelming and making
some choices how you want to live your life, you know, and have that vision. But you have to believe in yourself, because, you know, you're the only one that has that vision. So whoever around you is like, it's gonna doubt you. You ain't gonna have nobody in your corner but you. So knowing that, just gotta, you know, keep going, keep grinding, keep motivating yourself. That's all it to progress, you know, progress to the next, you know, to the next goal, to the next, you know, episode, or whatever you want to, you know, establish this year, or what you want to gain, just to have a belief in you. So, me, myself, when I made a decision, I want to, you know, better myself, and knowing that I have to, you know, sacrifice, you know, my time, relationships, and everything I had to do, you know, whoever was around me didn't understand why I was doing that, why I was making these choices and stuff, you know. They was like not understanding where I wanted to be. So, you know, I had to, you know, move myself around from people that didn't want to see me succeed or do something better. And, you know, so I had to, supposedly friends, I had to, you know, move myself around and just establish myself to the right, you know, to the right people, or to the right, you know, guidance to see myself better. You know, grow as a human. It's, you know, it's not easy. But, you know, if you got the mentality of not quitting and just keep gaining and keep doing it, you know, eventually it's going to pay off. You know, you might not see it. You know, you might see just, man, when this is going to end. And it's not gonna end. It's just, no. It's just gotta have the right timing. Everything's got timing. But just believe that you're gonna have what you establish, you know, what you want, what you want to have in life, you know, your goals, your mission, you know, have the right people with you too, because it's going to help, you know, in the long run, and, you know, it's, you can't do it yourself, you know, but just have the right people established. And just keep adapting, and keep working on yourself. So I'm gonna let this audio, you know, get you know, that motivation that will speak in you to believe. Believe is the key. So everything gonna be all right. Just gotta believe, you know. So have the right mentality and believe in yourself.
You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to believe in your abilities. You've got to believe in your service, your company, your ideas. Unquestionably, you must have faith. It's hard. Yes, it's hard. It's difficult. Yes, right. And it's worth it. Where have you been? Why are you here? And where are you going? That's what I ask you. Where have you been? Where have you been up to this point? You look at your life. You look at what you produce. Is it giving you what you want? Are you living on purpose? Are you living your dream? Are you acting on your ideas? Are you doing all you can do? Have you gotten comfortable? Are you procrastinating? Are you evading your own greatness? Are you surrounding yourself with people that can nourish you? Are you challenging yourself? Are you experimenting? Are you learning something different? Where have you been? What brought you here?
I never complain. That's why when people complain, I get so mad at them. When I say mad, it's disappointed, because complaining is a setback for you. You should be finding a solution and progress and prosper. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I did my whole life. I worked hard, I'm self-made, and I ain't never stopping.
You got some idea, some dream that you might have to go back and brush it off and look at it again and say, I've got to do this. This is my stuff. This is what I'm supposed to do. This is why I showed up. Where are you going with your life? What decisions are you making right now as you look into the future? See, you want to have a backup plan. You want to have other strategies for yourself. In case this doesn't work out, you got something else going over here. You don't want to ever put yourself in a situation where you have a limited vision and you're only using a limited amount of your talents, of your skills, and of your abilities. And I'm saying to you, it's possible you've got some talents, some ideas in you, your ability to do some stuff that you haven't even discovered yet. And I'm suggesting that it's necessary that you get outside of your comfort zone. It's necessary that you develop some new relationships where you can learn from people. It's necessary that you do reading, that you do research. It's necessary, if you're already involved in some business, that you don't be satisfied with where you are. If you want to make it today, it's necessary for you to constantly look at ways of getting better. Not only is it possible for you to have your dream, and it's necessary for you to challenge yourself to go after it and get better and leverage relationships that can help you get to where you want to go, but it's you.
Don't chase the money. The money gonna chase you. They're not lying. They're not lying. But we do have to chase the money when we hustling, because we have no choice to pay the bills. But you gotta have a mentality to say, yo, do what you gotta do, but don't fold.
Have vision.
Have a vision and pull it off. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I'm telling you right now. Like, I'm challenging myself. Don't wait for somebody to challenge you. Don't wait. Challenge yourself.
Necessary that you seek out other people who think like you, who are growing, who have decided that they are not satisfied with where they are. See, I don't believe that necessity is the mother of invention. No. Necessity, in my opinion, is not the mother of invention. Refusing to accept things the way that they are is the mother of invention. This is not going to be it for my life. I deserve more than this. You got to make sure that you have people in your life that can see it for you, that will encourage you.
Don't give up. Never quit. Never surrender. Embrace the blessings, and the blessings are going to pour on you.
You are here, and you are the vessel, you are the outlet for the universe, that you've been selected. There's something for you to do. I believe all of us have some purpose for being here.
I had this vision, and I made sure I never fold. Meaning as in, trust me, there's been times where I could have folded. You know, there's times I never really, you know, I'm going to get personal. Like, there's times where I sacrificed my mortgage, my car notes, me sending money to my mother every month, me feeding the pay the studio bill. I put it all on the line.
You got to find ways to increase your sense of self-appreciation, because if you don't, you're bombarded with negative stuff every day that beats you down, and you will find yourself unconsciously engaged in self-destructive behavior. If you don't program yourself, life will program you.
It's not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste a lot of it.
Fights can be won or lost during that period when the boxer must block out all the distractions. Redirect his nerve, zone in on his upcoming fight, but how does he do that? How is he able to block it out? Not let it affect him. In fact, use it to his advantage. The answer is focus.
Fixate on what do you want from life, and then figure out how to execute that. You'll either get really close or you'll die trying.
Different people have different concepts of what constitutes a winner. For some, it's merely surviving a difficult youth, to realizing the American dream, Olympic goal, to training goal, company CEO, or maybe the first one in your family to graduate from college. Different, but they have one thing in common, and that is that frame of mind that it took to get there.
because of all the elements that took us down the road to success. Self-esteem at times can be the most elusive. Sometimes it takes a holiday just when you need it the most. And this is what makes your focus, your goals, your determination more critical, because they have tremendous impact on your self-esteem, which can be nurtured, shaped, and grown to the extent of rather than you pull it along, it starts to pull you along. Then soon, you will be completely confident in your decision-making as you target new and greater heights. Now, the reason I feel so confident with this is because it was only 5 days, just 5 days before my fight with Marvin Hagler, that I got hit by one of my sparring partners.
The only thing in life that stands between you and everything you've ever wanted to do